Modern merengue took shape in the 1950s on the island of Santo Domingo. It's a very lively dance music centered on accordion and saxophone. In recent years, it's become stiff competition for salsa in New York. World music commentator Milo Miles is charmed by a fresh style, merengue rap. Yo he creado este ritmo para ti, para que lo goces, si lo bailes, si lo puedas sentir. Mover acá tu cuerpo lentamente y suave, y no te perderás el mínimo detalle. Seguirás tú bailando, no pararás de bailar, aunque la música se acabe, mi ritmo se quedará. Yo sé que lo recordarás, luego lo gozarás. Canto para la gente que ahora que lo quieran disfrutar, te digo. When two or more streams of music intersect, nobody knows what the result will be. You can get a muddy mess that doesn't honor any of the styles involved. Or you can get a bubbly mixture that flows its own way, even if for just a little while, before it disappears. When I tell world music fans that merengue rap is one of my favorite new inventions, I get a lot of wrinkled noses. The assumption seems to be that it must be some soulless, crass gimmick. And yet, salsa and hip-hop interacted from the start, and Latin rap has been a vital subculture for years. Although such judgments are always wildly subjective, I think merengue rap is even more ingenious than Latin rap, because it's less pure, less likely to cross over, and more of its own quirky individual self. Get stupid, ponte travieso, kick the drum, mueve los huesos, y eso es así, de un lado para otro, de atrás para adelante, con un swing excitante smooth, con mi voz arriba, el bassline coge la iniciativa, con un tono envidiable, un beat imparable, las críticas son admirables. Ajá, soul to soul, showtime, así que yo, let's go, y prendan el salón con un toque de pop, síganme and let's rock this place. Two particularly fine merengue rap albums are Todo Movido by Ruben DJ and Trego La Bamba by Vico C and Tonio Rosario. As with most dance records, the emphasis is on delectable fluff. Don't expect weighty masterpieces. After all, Vico C and Ruben DJ get their names on the cover for writing songs and producing, not rapping. In fact, true rapping only comes up in the arrangements now and then. You get much fast chanting over a beat and giddy scat singing. But the best thing a new form of music does is allow talented performers to play in an open field. Anything they can make fit the mix belongs here. Vico C seems to like Caribbean zouk music, and Ruben DJ sounds fond of 70s disco. People who like merengue without the accordion changed into a synthesizer should check out a pair of outstanding releases by Francisco Ulloa and Fafita La Grande. Both play in very sleek, modern style, but with more conventional beats and instrumentation than the rappers. Francisco Ulloa's Ultra Merengue shows him to be a merengue classicist, with pinpoint arrangements, honey-coated melodies, and delightfully homey subjects. He features songs like The Little Water Jar, Homage to the City of Santiago, and of course one called Ay Mami, that is, Oh Baby. Escucha, mi amor, las notas de mi canción. Muero contigo, muero contigo, muero contigo. Oye mujer, por ti es que yo estoy así, bebiendo todas las noches, sin poder dormir. Ay mami, ay, ay mami, ay, ay. The Ay Mami might apply to bandleader Fafita La Grande, who is an absolute firecracker that prefers two tempos, jet-propelled and faster than that. She might strike those unfamiliar with merengue's pace as a bit shrill and crazed,
But once those dueling saxophone and accordion lines get a grip, she rips down all resistance. Her CD, called just Fafita La Grande, is the party monster of the season.
Myla Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston.